Cress, brother and sister, D.H. St. Helena, California, September 28, 1908. Doctors and L. Cress. Dear brother and sister Cress, I read your letter this afternoon. I was surprised that you should say that there has been any questioning of your capability as physicians. I would say that we are glad you are where you are, and while you continue to put your trust in the Lord, we feel safe in regard to the success of the sanitarium. I ask you not to feel concerned about this matter, but to go forward in confidence and trust in the Lord. We will not worry, and we ask you not to worry, but to be of good courage in God. I read in your letter of the physical difficulties under which you are struggling. Just this morning, W.C. White told me that today he is to go under an operation for the same trouble. Since then, I have kept his case before the Lord and prayed that he would be his great physician. This afternoon, I heard that the operation was a success and that is resting comfortably, though not yet allowed to see anybody. He will now have to rest. This is the first rest he has had for a long time. I hope he will be very prudent. There are many of my writings to be prepared for the press, and feels that he can hardly spare time to lay off just now. But the Lord wills that we should be prudent at such times as this, and obtain all the relief possible. Elder Israel's daughter has just undergone a similar operation. After the danger was over, we took her to our house and cared for her until she was able to return home. She went home last week, relieved of her suffering. I have felt assurance as I have prayed for Willie. The Lord has given me the comfort of knowing that he was doing the right thing. When your letter came, I sat down at once to let you know about this, and to know that the worst is over and the operation successful. I hope you will be likewise blessed and healed. Dr. Cress, I have confidence that you are in the right place. While you put your trust in God, and order your ways in accordance with his will, he will care for you. Be of good courage and trust wholly in him. The Lord is good and greatly to be praised. We have every reason to trust him and to praise his holy name. Let us hope in the Lord. He will help us in every emergency. I am pleased to hear that Sister Cress has improved in health, and also the children. May the Lord bless them and help them to act their part. The Lord is our strength and fortress, a very present help in trouble. I have been having a very trying time with a cold that seemed very like influenza. Several in the neighborhood have had the same difficulty. I was unable to attend the Fresno camp meeting, but feel that my health is improving. I received a letter from Elder Olson. Elder Loughborough stood the journey to Australia well, and the Lord is blessing his labors there. Every meeting he holds seems to be blessed with the presence of the Spirit of God. My workers are doing all in their power to forward the work on my books, and I am kept continually at work. But I must not write more this evening. I am sitting at the west window of my bedroom. The sun is setting, leaving a golden pathway across the hills. Beautiful, golden sunset. It calls to my mind thoughts of the golden city, which, if faithful, we soon shall enter.